Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geo-engineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible!
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
One moment. Let me step away from the wall. Yes, the piece is listed, but there are other interested parties. No, I do not have it yet. It was not sold in the first lot. I understand. Oui, I understand. To clarify again, the amounts you sent in the email... No, not a problem at all.
Oh, the auction is resuming. I will call you back when I've secured the piece.
Excusez-moi, pardon.
Similar to the beginning of our last set of auctions, our employees will be coming around to collect your phones and electronic devices. Recording of this event is prohibited, and the only documentation taken herein will be kept by the auction
house.
This evening, we have several small yet noteworthy artifacts available to you, certainly on a smaller scale than the larger objects of this afternoon's auction. We will begin the second round of auctions with a collection I am sure many of you are familiar with. Its story is well known, as is its priceless nature, small though it is. This unique collection of three magnificently pressed and preserved Cosson gold coins.
Monsieur,
minted by
Madame,
the Dacian,
your phones,
these
please.
Coins
oui,
depict an eagle
of course.
Perching on a scepter
voilà.
With one claw
Merci.
While grasping a
You may collect them at the
other.
End of the auction.
On the opposite face stand three toga-clad men holding implements, under whom is the Greek Cosson. As many of you well know, the number of these precious items available for private collectors dwindles as the Romanian government persists in their attempt to reclaim these lost treasures. As such, we will start the bidding at 2,800 euro. Starting with 3,000 euro from the slender monsieur up front. We have 3,200 euro from the bearded
Not gentleman interested
at
in the Cosson?
No. If it were up to me,
the
they would be back in Romania,
in
where they belong.
At the side,
to have such a moral objection.
Number 11. Here. 3,800 euro to the gentleman at number 24. Yet
Something
again.
Of particular 4, interest to
in
them?
Yes. Of particular
and
personal interest, sir.
Euro. Please come to the side room with the attendant. She will show you the way to the brilliant Cosson coin. Our next item is a peculiar mystery. Until recently, no one knew such a journal existed, found locked away in a wax-sealed leather trunk in an attic in Amsterdam until modern renovations brought it to life. Tested for authenticity and examined only minimally to keep its mysteries hidden for its future owner, we present to you the journal of Mynheer de Witt, an unregistered
ship worker
for Willem Barents's 1596 expedition under the captains Jan Rijp and Jacob van Heemskerk. While we have not delved the depths of this journal, we leave that treasured exploration to you. The few words we have read tell tales of the great northern expeditions and contain hand-drawn maps of their frigid explorations. A museum-quality piece, we believe, better suited to a private collector. We will open the bidding for this one-of-a-kind window into history at 3,800 euro. 3,800 to the young woman in yellow.
Voilà, monsieur.
4,000 euro to the monsieur along the aisle.
Over here.
4,200 euro to the wearer of the spectacular violet pocket square. 4,400 euro back to the yellow young lady.
5,000 euro.
A raise to 5,000 euro from the monsieur along the aisle. 5,500 euro back to the violet pocket square. 6,000 euro to the monsieur. 6,500 to Sir Violet. 7,000 euro to the monsieur.
10,000 euros.
A raise to 10,000 euro from Sir Violet. Oh, and a raise to 13,000 by the monsieur. 16,000 euro, Violet. 19,000, monsieur.
35,000. 50,000
euro. A raise to 50,000 euro from the adventurous monsieur along the aisle. And so the journal of Mynheer de Witt has found its new home. Please follow our attendant, monsieur.
Monsieur, si vous voulez bien me suivre.
Sir, may I see your number for the wire transfer?
Yes, here it is.
All the funds appear to be in order. Will you be taking the journal with you today, sir, or would you like it shipped?
Please ship to this address. Take special care. You may add the shipping cost to the total.
Certainly, sir.
Please call your attendant. I require my cell phone.
It will be returned to you upon your exit.
Do you require anything else?
No. Good evening, sir.
Mon portable, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, monsieur, voilà. Bonsoir. Et merci d'être venu dans notre établissement ce soir.
Madame, the piece has been successfully obtained. Yes, I have provided them with the shipping address. Most certainly. No, it is being shipped. No need to send anyone else. I am forever happy to be of service.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.